sheni. Vayakor es hamincha. Then he brought the mincha. Vayimali chapoy mimenu. And he filled his hand with the carbon mincha, which means he made a kmitza. Vayakter al hamizbeach. And he smoked the kmitza on the mizbeach. Milvad oilas haboiker. All this was done after the oilas haboiker. This is the third time that the pasuk is telling us that the oilas haboiker should be the first carbon on the mizbeach. Rashi said it in Parshas Vayikra, Peru Gimel, pasuk Hey, where it said that the oilas tamid came before the carbon shlomim, and also in Parshas Sav, Perik Vav, pasuk Hey. And over here, it's the third time where the pasuk is telling us that the karbonos of the Yom Shmini Lemiluim shall be brought after the oilas haboiker. It's interesting that the pasuk only says it after the mincha. The pasuk should have waited until after pasuk Yud Ches. This way it could have said that even the carbon shlamim was brought after the oilas haboiker. And he shechted the ox and the ram, the carbon shlomim of the nation. And the bnei Aharon prepared the blood for Aharon. And he sprinkled it shtayim shehein arba. And the fats from the ox umin ha'ayil, and the fats that were taken from a ram, ha'alya, the tail, which is only taken from a sheep or a ram, v'hamachase, and the fats that cover the innards, v'akloyus, and the kidneys, v'yoseres, and the diaphragm, ha'kovid, with part of the liver, v'yosimu es ha'chalovim alechozois, and he placed all these fats on the breasts, v'yakter ha'chalovim ha'mizbecho, and he smoked the fats on the mizbeach. And the breasts of these animals of the shore and the isle, and the right leg of the shore and the isle, Aaron waved it, a waving before Hashem, like Moshe had commanded. There are two questions that one can ask concerning Pasuk Chaf and Pasuk Chaf Aleph. First of all, we see that in Pasuk Chaf Aleph, the Pasuk tells us about the Tnufa. Aaron picks up and waves the chaz of a sheik. This seems to be out of order, because in pasuk chaf, the pasuk discusses vayakter ha'chalavim ha'mizbeicho, that he brings the chalavim on the mizbeach. The tnufa of the chaz of a sheik took place before the haktara of the chalavim. So why wasn't pasuk chaf aleph before pasuk chaf? And secondly, why don't we find in pasuk chaf when it says vayasimu es ha'chalavim ala chazois, why are the chalavim only being placed on the chazois, on the breast, and not on the shoik hayamin, on the right leg? The chaza and the shoik were always together. And the way it worked was, the chalavim were placed on top of the chaza of a shoik, and everything was picked up together. So why isn't the shoik hayamin mentioned in Pasuk Chaf? In Sefer Shem Olam, he answers that we find during Shivas Shemei HaMiluim, the shoik hayamin, the right leg, was brought on the Mizbeach. That was a Haro Ashoh, a special din, by Shivas Shemei HaMiluim. But on Yom Shmini Lemiluim, the Shoik HaYamin was given to Aharon. In order not to make a mistake and think that the Shoik HaYamin was also brought on the Mizbeach during Shmini Lemiluim, the Pasuk says it in the way we see over here. Because the Shem Olam says that if the Pasuk would have written in Pasuk Chof, Vayasimu es ha'chalovim ala chozois v'al Shoik HaYamin, that they placed the chalovim on top of the chozois and also on top of the Shoik HaYamin, when the pasuk continues and says vayakter ha'chalovim ha'mizbeach, that Aaron was makter the fats on the mizbeach, I might think the shoik hayomin was also brought on the mizbeach, just like it was brought on the mizbeach during Shivas Yemei HaMiluim. Therefore, the pasuk did not want to say shoik hayomin in pasuk chaf, and that's why it first mentions the shoik hayomin in pasuk chaf aleph by saying v'sechozes v'shoik hayomin heinef Aaron tenufa lefnei Hashem. But in actuality, the Shoik HaYamin was really together with the Chazois. They were picked up together with the Chalovim, and then he was makdir the Chalovim on the Mizbeach. The order was Tnufa, and then Haktara, and the Chaza and the Shoik were together. It was only in order that the person reading this Pasuk should not make a mistake, that the Chazois and the Shoik were said separately again in Pasuk Chaf Aleph, to tell you that the Shoik HaYamin was not brought on the Mizbeach on Yom Shmini Lemiluim. Vayisa Aaron es yodov el ha'om vayivarachem. And Aaron raised his hands toward the om and gave them a bracha. What bracha did he bench them with? Rashi explains, Birchas Kahanim, Yivarecha, Yoreh, and Yiso. Vayered, and this took place after he came down, Me'asois HaChatos Va'oilo Va'Shlomim, from doing the Chatos, the Oilo, and the Shlomim. Aaron first came down from the Mizbeach, and then he benched Klal Yisroel with Birchas Kahanim. Ramban asks, how is it possible for Aaron to give the bracha of Yivarecha, Yoreh, Yiso, Birchas Kahanim, if the Birchas Kahanim were not commanded by Hashem yet? Birchas Kahanim are first mentioned in the Torah in Parshas Nosoi, later on in Sefer Bamidbar. So how did Aharon bench them with Birchas Kahanim at this point? Ramban learns that although it is stated later, it really took place earlier, a Mukdama Mu'ucha Ba'Torah, and really Hashem had told Klal Yisrael and Aharon the bracha of Birchas Kahanim before this, and that's how Aharon was able to bench Klal Yisrael with this bracha. Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank, in his Sefer Har Tzvi, learns differently. He says that really the tzivuy of Birchas Kahanim came later on in Parshas Nosai. Over here, Aaron was mechaven with his own das to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu would command later on. Aaron never heard this from Hashem, but he was mechaven to this bracha even before HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded it. And he says, that Reb Tzvi says, that's pshat in Birchas Kahanim that we say, Baruchenu v'abrocha ha-mishuleshes ba-Torah, bless us with the bracha that is said in three psukim in the Torah, Yivarecha, Yoreh, and Yiso, Haksuva Yidei Moshe Avdecha, that was written through Moshe, Ho'amura mipi Aaron, that was said from the mouth of Aharon. What does it mean, Ho'amura mipi Aaron? It means that Aaron was mechaven to this bracha even before the tzivoy of Hashem. Vayovoi Moshe v'Aharon el Oel Moed, and Moshe and Aharon entered the Oel Moed. What was the purpose of entering the Oel Moed? Rashi offers two pshatim. One pshat is, it was in order for Moshe to teach Aharon how to do the Ketores. And a second pshat was, in order to daven that the Shekhinah should be shorer on Klal Yisrael. Aharon was getting nervous, all the Karbonis were brought. He was afraid it was because of his Avera that the fire did not come down from Shemayim and consume the Karbonis yet. And therefore Moshe and Aharon entered the Oel Moed in order to be Mevakesh Rachamim and to daven that the Shekhinah should rest upon Klal Yisrael. Vayetzu, and they went out. Vayivaruchu es ha'om, and they blessed the Om. What bracha did they give the Om? Rashi says, V'hinoyim Hashem alekenu aleinu, let the pleasantness of Hashem be upon us. Yirostan chetishre shechina b'masi adechem, let it be the will of Hashem that the shechina should dwell on the work of your hand on the Mishkan. Vayerech avoid Hashem el kol ha'om, and then the honor of Hashem came upon the Om. Let us continue one more pasuk before we go back on the Rashis.